The reaction to Ahmadinejad is fascinating. The left really didn't know what to do with this guy because he's so bad, so evil. Do we have that Air America? Is that on tape, that Air America Lionel thing? Is that okay? Air America's bankrupt, so we don't even know where it is. But I'll read you a transcript from the far left that's pretty interesting. And that's the subject of the first hour of the Radio Factor today. Because you basically have evil coming to the USA, and most Americans understand it. And they see the guy, and they know he's evil. And, they're disturbed by it, and a lot of people don't want to confront it. But the far left is in a really tough position because the only way that you defeat evil is to confront it. There's no other way to do it because evil by its very nature, is aggressive. It wouldn't be evil if it wasn't aggressive. And it comes out and does bad things and bad things and bad things. And then somebody has to stop it. But the far left doesn't believe in evil, number one. Everything is a gray area. And we'll discuss that as well. And number two, there's just a lot of people that say, well, why do we have to confront it? France will do it. No, they won't. So it's a very interesting thing what happened after Ahmadinejad spoke at Columbia University. Columbia University had been damaged beyond repair, by the way. So some of you might think that's good news. But they'll never recover in my lifetime from this. I mean, they're just pretty much now in a label that you don't want to be in. All right, the No Spin News. President Bush spoke to the United Nations today and basically said that there are evil nations in the world. He singled out Belarus, North Korea, Syria, Iran as denying people the fundamental rights enshrined in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, a six-year-old document created in the United Nations. Bush's usual confrontational self. He also singled out Cuba and Zimbabwe as human rights violators, and on and on. Okay. And he urged the United Nations to send troops to secure the peace in Sudan's war-ravaged region of Darfur. Interesting. How the left going to do that? See, Darfur is the left cause. They see the evil there and want to confront it, yet they don't want the evil confronted in the Islamic world. That's a very interesting situation. Now, Darfur is a disgrace, and that is Islamic-driven. It's the same soup. But because people of color are being slaughtered and harmed in Darfur, the left is on the bandwagon. Interesting, isn't it? But Darfur should have been taken care of a long time ago if the United Nations was any kind of a effective body, which it is not. I mean, all you got to do is say, okay, we're going to go in and we're going to knock out these Janjaweed, whoever they are, and we're going to destroy them, and then the poor people of Darfur will be left alone. But, of course, China didn't want to do that. The usual game. I don't even pay attention to it anymore. That's how disgusting it is. Actor Kevin Spacey, appropriate last name, met with Hugo Chavez in Venezuela for 3 hours. Man, that would have put me to sleep. Apparently, Spacey wants to produce some films in Venezuela, so he allowed himself to be a propaganda tool. I don't know much about this guy, Spacey. I was on a Tonight Show one time, and he was on. Mm-hmm. He never came out of his dressing room. It was really funny. Everybody in the Tonight Show, and backstage, Leno goes around, talks to you, and you joke around with the crew. And Spacey never came out. I don't know what he was doing
maybe
in there.
He's shy.